It's on now, Rick?
Yeah, it's on.
So, well, Bread, I'm Joe from this island, and I've been staying here back in 1970. 1970, the hurricane was being affected the group of islands, not only in the Zao group, but all the affected around Fiji. I left back in 1973. In 1974, I just come out from there to the whole village and come and set my settlement in this island.
But your father was from?
My father, I left back in olden time, I've been talking about now.
Okay.
And I come and set my settlement in this side, back in 1973. Now it's a big hurricane effect around Fiji. It's a lot of damage. All our settlements been blown out. But the air came around the world. Without any supply, flour, sugar, whatever. That's why we feel that way. Nothing, no. They're very worried indeed. This way I'm staying in this side. That's back in 1973. From the time until now, maybe, how many years now?
73 to 83, 2003, 90, more than 30 something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a story for me. Now I'm 74 now. I'm getting older now. But from the beginning, we all came from the main island. None of us have been living here.
Yeah.
No, we just came out from there. In a different time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about myself.
Right.
My grandpa was swimming from the mainland right up here. I don't know what kind of power they got it.
Yeah.
But they just swimming.
Huh.
But that's a story about me.
Yeah.
And part of all this group in staying in the village. You all came from this side. Back in last year, we have a special meeting happening in the village, and I tell everyone in the village, you have to know that. You don't know? Just tell your pa or your grandpa, so that I can explain something to you, for your old generation. Where are you people came from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why you left? The main island?
That's a good question. You know, something wrong between the family in the mainland? Just ask me, what is the question?
Why
are you at the village? That's a good question. So I'm talking about me, my family from the mainland. They've been, you know, a little bit problem from their family in there, with a brother and sister. And so my grandpa was left the village and come in the other side from the mainland, who was staying there for more than years, and married some of the ladies from the other side, and after that, and I don't know why they swimming around this way. Before I heard it, his sister was married a chief from the other side of this island. But most of the family, those who are coming first, was staying in here. So when they coming and walking up to the beach, and they saw the moose is coming, staying here. We are all staying in this island. All right, I don't want to be back. I just like going home, see my sister and come back.
How many people came over the first time?
That is why we came and stayed in here in a different
Wando.
No, anybody was been coming in with something good, but everyone is fighting, so they were left the main island and come around this way. A big problem from that side. But at this moment we are very united, we are very tied up.
So how many people were on the main island, and how many left?
In a different time.
In a different time, yeah.
As I said, my grandpa is only one. Okay. He's the one who came in here. I'm going to marry and live in here and bring the family in here, and here I am.
You were born here?
Yeah, I was born in here.
Oh, okay.
I was born in here. Well, I'm talking about maybe back in 1916 or... Oh yeah, 16th or 15th century, that time. Or might be 17th century, I don't know. Most of the ladies, most of the gentlemen from the time, they have a special power for them. This is my great-grandpa. Saguda! My daughter has been talking to her. He's a daughter here.
Okay.
It's my eldest daughter. He's been talking to her children now. And he has a granddaughter.
Baboya Mata.
Odi.
Obo Papa. See? Yep, Salarabanene.
You mean Uncle Chowa?
Wingo Papa.
Selalu buat telefon ni. Ya, sendiri.
Lala, atar ngambil tetai. Wondo. Wondo.
Ya, man.
Wondo.
Ya, ya, Fred. Let's keep it spinning what I want to tell you.
Lala.
But we are very close relatives, all the people are living here. As soon as my grandpa comes, their brothers and their cousins are always here already. We are nearly came in only one place. You heard the story about Wunda, where all the pigeon people are settled. And from there they're going, after they settle in VCSA, and they started going around Fiji, some of them moved on the other side and start their friend on the other side.
Is there
now?
Is there anyone else living on the other islands when your grandfather came here? Is there anyone living on
most of them have been living in Big Island.
But
at that time.
Oh. But was there anyone living on Waia?
Not at all.
No.
All the people from the mainland are here.
Oh, okay.
With a different story. What time are they coming? They're great.
So was Quetta the first island to be settled for people to come to?
You mean in this group or?
Yeah, in this group, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Who's there? I've been hearing the story about all the people from living in this group. Arabian came from the mainland. All of them came from the mainland. But some of the ladies, some of the boys came from Tonga, mm-hmm. in Tonga Island,
uh-huh.
and come and join them, stay in them, bring the lady.
The Solomon Islands at all?
Huh?
The Solomon Islands?
Solomon Islands.
No?
But part of them are staying in the mainland. Like.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh? Or stay in the mainland.
Oh, Bondo.
Mama.
Oh. Tulame.
Mataram si Lelio.
Nana, Bondo.
Si Lelio.
Liko.
Bondo.
Wait.
The
story about it. It's all the story about it.
Bondo.
All of us live in this group. We all came from the mainland. Bondo. Your grandma here. She came, her grandma came from the main island.
Uh-huh.
They are from interior, and we came from close to the beach.
Huh.
In the mainland.
How would your grandfather have survived? What, they would have, was there whaling? Or
did you just come back?
Whaling? Whale?
Yeah.
How would your grandfather have survived? What did he eat?
Oh, they planted everything from here.
Yeah, this,
he's not the one who just came and arriving here. Most of the relatives have been here already.
Oh.
So when they arrive, oh, come on.
Oh, okay.
Come.
Oh, she didn't
live there. Okay, I'll be back. I try to bring around, see my sister from the side. She married a gentleman from the side.
Uh-huh.
Then I come back.
Huh. Was it, I remember seeing you with the whales.
Yeah.
During the
ceremony. Most of us have been working at the looking at the ship waves. But I didn't see anyone in this island
who
had joined the
So they were working for whaling ships?
Some of them.
Yes.
Some of them.
Hmm.
They've been bred, brand the waves.
Yeah.
They put it down and brand it. You know? They leave their mark on the waves and let them go. He is a man that, what is the brandy?
You get these would be British whalers?
Yeah, he's a British.
Huh. But whalers from Britain? England?
A boat? You mean the boat or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them came from England. And some of them came from Europe. In the time. They must be up to 1941. Maybe 48 or 47. Yeah. A group of fishermen came from New Zealand and they started to bring another. Yeah. But no Indian? We are only Fijian living here. But in the middle of a century, back in 1700, in 1700, come up to 18, some of the Europeans came from the boat and then buy a few islands from
from
the top of the northern side.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a Turtle Island now, one of them.
Turtle Island.
Turtle Island. It's a real land, body. And the other one in Tarewa.
Huh.
Yeah, those are the, I'd be two islands. Three islands. They're bordered by a gentleman from France.
Huh.
Yeah. Now their son and their great-grandson are here. They mix blood, no? The guys, his son married a lady from the south. And now the children, now they continue to live there until now.
Huh.
They are all the same way. But only three of them. In this side, no. No other island been sorted out. We are all in our hand. only the Pretty Island in the north.
And how many tribes are there?
In this island, in here, we are only one tribe.
On this island? Only one? On this whole island?
No, we mean in a group or what?
Yeah.
No, there are so many different tribes.
Oh.
Yeah. We are only tribe here. And we are two tribes from there. Big wire.
Okay.
Two tribes from the side. We are only one tribe. And three tribes in Naviti.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Nangeta Island, two tribes. One in Waki and one in Matalawale, one tribe there. In Nadura, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 5 or 4 tribes in Nadura. And so from there up to the last island in the northern of this group. If not 4, might be 5. Tribe. Maybe I'm sending you. Oh, why can I roll to Nambu, Tunga, and oh, Zulu. Yeah. We here only one. One tribe. We are in one tribe, we call it Abusa, and so part of the family have registered their own family with a different name, Toka Toka. Toka Toka means we, I'm one of my Toka Toka. From Toka Toka to the Matangali. From the Matangali to the head of the tribe, where we are all gathering together. We call it Abusa, and it's the head of the tribe. We joining, all joining there.
Uh-huh.
You know? Uh-huh. You can get it what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's all of us. Except from here down up to the top. Uh-huh. As I said, in where Junior came from, we have from there two tribes. And a small tribe, a very small indeed. We all came from the other island in Naviti. They live in Maya. But the main island only two tribes in Maya. As in Naviti, three from there, two in Nyangeta. Yeah.
Hmm.
I only get them more because I get all the read all the paper about all this group.
Mm-hmm.
And what they say, and they left them in NLC. In the Native Land Commission, where they keep all the record about the pigeon in PG. I have it here. And then they know all of them. So, yeah.
There was one story someone told me about, was it in 16 something? Or there was a measles epidemic.
Was it measles? Yeah. It was back in 1819.
Oh yeah.
1918. Yeah. The disease came from Australia. Around. They start from the story about that sickness came from Asia, Australia. So from there and come direct this way.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's Moses Day in this island.
Yeah.
Not in here. We are saved by that one.
Yeah, someone told me that all of Fiji was affected by that except for Waia.
Waia.
Yeah. Was Quarta affected?
And here?
Yeah.
No.
No.
We are the same. Yeah, all the same.
Hmm.
We are clear from that.
Hmm.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
About that. So when the pastor from here, the old lady who was head of the church in here, a meeting was held in Nandi. So after the meeting, they came down to Wailoro Beach. Yeah, most of the resort are here at this moment. The boat was anchored from there. And everyone was going to the boat. And these last men came down from the beach. So as you're walking it, when the tide is down, the sea is up here. You know, they come from the sand with the mud on it. And sea is very dirty. You can't look anything down. So from the dirty, a clear word been written down at the beach. Just only one thing can help you from there. Pray for the Lord to help you in these diseases coming around here.
Written in the sand.
In the sand. And he get it, and he come down right up here, and went direct to the head of the church in this island. He was staying in Alonda and tell him, I've been seeing and something is very, oh man, quite clear, looks through to the mud. I've been reading from there that the disease has been coming around now. Only one medicine can help us people. Let me bow down to the God to help us. Nothing else. Injection or what else? No, we can't stop this one. And they have a meeting around the island, from the why I'm here, meeting around the island, and every Tuesday they carry on. Wow. Special day.
Oh, every Tuesday.
They try to pray for the Lord.
Oh. Still?
Yeah, they continue. Yeah. Oh. Carry on with it. Until the disease has been coming around, affect all of this group. They had it. People from Malolo side.
Yeah.
After that they had it, affect the last island in Iwa. But they were very quite clear. They continue to spin around, searching around the village. So from there affect, there's our group. Lama, lama. How did you say you go? We've been, we've been memorized this, what has been done in every 14th of February. Our Passover day.
Oh, 14th of February.
Yeah, 14th of February. Every year.
Huh.
We and the other group, right? All right, talk about it. Look at go. It is a very big story all around Fiji. Everywhere in Fiji they know it. All the time. Why island and why Lila didn't affect by the disease. All around Fiji. It's like earthquake, you know? When the people die, in every house, one or two or three or four, they're dying. Any one of them will left. Or a father or a mother, it's like that. The children, oh, that was the day.
Were there other diseases at all that happened?
No, only
just
one.
Just the one?
Yeah. It's just only one at that time.
How many cyclones are there?
Well, back in 1931, in 1931, right, there's a... I've been headed with the elders, nothing left in this group, all of it. I think we're around the island, Fiji. From the 1931 to 1972. Yeah, 72. Hurricane Bimbi. We've been record this. Hurricane Affect Fiji is one of the worst. Carry on with western side and also from the northern side and eastern side. Everywhere in Fiji. But I didn't hear, nobody been dying on that. Only spoil everything with our house, our plantation, nothing and we left. No more. It was back in 1972.
Landslide sometime, I guess.
Okay.
The old village was on why it was affected by a landslide?
The old village, yeah.
Just the one time.
Just one time, landslide back in 1985. Yeah. That's On 13 March, early in the morning about 2 o'clock, yeah, right. Yeah, but he wasn't dead. Right, he didn't come direct to the village. Only part of that side, didn't all the rock and everything to come down and stop. I don't know why. Why they didn't stop? Are we a blessing with God or what? Ooh.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Part of the big rock might be nearly 50 tons. How many stop? And I am the last one who was staying in there, my settlement. Mommy headed, and I was asleep right. And he wake me. Wait a little bit, lay down. As soon as I wake up, I thought it might be a tidal wave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, came down from the top.
Yeah.
And I didn't came from the door, I just walking through the window. Kicking and I jumping outside.
Oh.
Huh. I turned my head down to the beach. It's all what I got in my mind, it looked like, it's like a tidal wave.
Right.
The big tidal wave came from when the sea is down. Right. The tide is low and crescent on the coral. Same as ring as I wake up when he wakes me up.
Ah.
Wake up, the land was dry down. As soon as I wake up, I go to my building with the tidal wave and I kick the window, jumping on top, and I turn my back, my head to the beach, but quite clearly sight. So as soon as I turn my head up to the mountain, the dust covering clothes. Bow my head down, and I tell mom, yeah, you're right, maybe part of the plane was like down.
Why you need?
Come on, you just stop. Early in the morning, and he's already very close with a... Oh man, I'm blessing with something. My God,
ooh.
Yeah, lucky. Nothing had been, nothing had been done. Only come and stop. Stop the big rock and land. Just come and stop it like this.
And then everyone left the next day?
Or? Yeah, next day.
Next day.
And then I ran down to the other side and get in touch with the commissioner from the mainland.
Uh-huh.
We have a little program.
Was there any help from the government?
Yeah. We've been affected by 2 hurricanes that year.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 week, 2 hurricanes. Wow. Hurricane Nigel. One on Tuesday, one on Friday.
Huh.
So as soon as the hurricane affected us, after 2 weeks, the land was let out.
Huh.
And the government vessel supply all everything in this group. They have a temporary in the school and supply the food, whatever.
Huh. How did they deliver the food? By boat?
Yeah, the morning. I went down from the side and get in touch with the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we have a problem. What kind of problem is it? I didn't always lie down here. Close to the village. Really? Yeah. But all the government vessels who were getting all the stuff, the raisin from, start from the north, he was up there. And he got in touch with him with the wireless. He was going down to Walala, MP. Someone was calling me and telling me the land was lie down from there. And he returned the boat and come straight this way. As soon as they were very close and they saw the land was lie down and get in touch with him back again. Yeah, we saw it. All right, you people then go and ask them, what are they want? I was drying up the net and the something from the school. Up there, we are at the resort now. We open up our school from there. It's only running for 1.5 years. And I was the chairman from the school at that moment. I was there when the boat was coming. All the people from the government, the head from the government are coming. Get all the stuff from there and come down meeting. I was staying in the school. All the elders and everyone in the village only brought down like this. So the commissioner come and ask them, what do you people want? You want to move somewhere or what? Nobody talking. I don't know what's happened to them. So one of my daddy sent one young boy. I was staying in the old school. He's going to call George. As fast as he can. As soon as the boy come and call me, and I come down to the village. They are gathering together, sitting. The man who was coming from the head of the government, we know each other very well. And he's a chap from this group. Mm-hmm. He's really from the north. Greeting him. And he asked me.
Hey, why
so we are here. What are people on? The same time I tell him, we need to move on the other side. In which place? In the borough, connecting. Alright. You get in touch with the boat, send over the boat to the beach and load everyone down on the other side. That's a story about move from the other side. All the reason, the one who is supposed to deliver from this group, out from there, in the school, in the border now. Everything there. Every reason. Down from there. When they report back to the commissioner and said, what do they want? They want to move on there. All right. Deliver everything there. Drop it there.
Did they bring anything by helicopter?
Yeah, some of them.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, the commissioner coming. Hey, are you people going to live in here? Yeah, we do. We do like it. So what else you need? Just get one mission to terrace the place, clearing, leveling around. Okay. Yeah, that's why we move from there.
Are there many tidal waves?
And not yet, until now. But the only thing I know, I've been here, that, you know, the sea is high now. Now I tell the younger. If people don't know anything about this, I'm 70-something now. I know very well the change is coming. The weather, and so the sea is very high. But we are lucky. And no tidal is coming.
I was in Thailand during the tsunami.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was very, it's really odd because the water goes way out. It's really low. It rushes out.
Uh-huh.
And people all say, well, what's going on? They all walk into the water.
I've seen everyone in a picture.
Yeah, and then all the water's coming out because all the pressure is building up. And then this huge wave follows.
Some of them are gathering a fish.
Yeah.
At the beach.
Yeah.
I've been watching the TV.
Yeah, it's scary.
Oh, you were in Thailand at that time.
Yeah. Big, big, big waves.
Yeah,
really. Yeah. Scary.
All right, Gary, what do you mean by that? Sorry, I know. I just tried to find someone other to continue what I'm saying.
Oh, you
When did cell phones first come?
What year?
When? Long ago? Soon? When did they first start?
Oh, what's your name?
When did they first? When were you first able to use cell phones here?
A cell phone?
Yeah.
Oh ho! The cell phone might be 5 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
And before that, how did you communicate?
We're running on the other side.
Oh.
Only one telephone is staying there, the wireless.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like a landline, a wire?
Just a radio and getting to call the... That's what I was in Rotoka. We've been calling Rotoka.
Oh.
She never started school from there and I apply one wireless.
Oh.
And my code number is 170.
Oh, okay.
I always call Rotoka and mess up for me from there. If they have a message, so they can put in the room. And I have something from here, and they send it out. I'm just calling the talker. And I say, go into the channel 4. Feed to the channel 4. Clear from there, and I can talk anywhere around in Fiji.
Would it be like a CB radio? Or a
yeah, that's the thing like that. Now, isn't it?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. You know. How about TV? TV is... I'm getting old now. I do like to see the show when I was a young boy,
mm-hmm.
back in the mainland,
mm-hmm.
at every theater from there in the town. I've been watching and I do like it until I'm getting old and think it back.
Yeah.
What the picture bring it in my mind and all, yeah. Yeah, but I'm getting older now.
Yeah.
So, of children, special children. Oh, I mean the children here.
Yeah.
They do like the TV show. You people spoil your mind. Eh?
Can you receive TV signals here? No.
Oh, what's it?
Can you receive television? Like broadcast television?
No, no, I
didn't
see it.
No.
In here, I will block everything from this big rock here.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, over there. Oh, no, okay. Just stop it. I'm gonna get something from there.
Okay, look, it can just go.
Okay.
Well, I know what I wanted to ask. During the Kebu Kebu ceremony, what were you saying? You had
the Kebu Kebu. Kebu Kebu means, Greg, you are very new in this fight, so in a tradition, you will be able to get some Kebu Kebu for yourself. And as soon as you present your Kebu Kebu, welcoming, it is supposed to be mixed one bottle of coffee, you're welcoming.
Right.
As part of that.
Hmm. Uh-huh. There are other kinds of ceremonies? There's
yeah.
Tebu Tebu and Geti? Is it
right? Tebu Tebu and still going and you need something in the village. Present the Shev Shevu, and after that, you have something like a whale's tooth or something like that, and you represent it. You show them, say, I have some earth now. I need land or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
how old were those teeth?
What's it?
How old? With the whale's teeth,
yeah, this is
100 years old.
Might be some of them are like 100 years.
Wow,
maybe 100 years old. Might be the whale's teeth. Might be like this. Maybe like that.
Yeah.
Huh. I've been talking to a guy working. Working in another pole in America,
mm-hmm.
For catching crab. He'd been working there for 6 months and come back.
Huh.
Close to the Eskimos of Alaska.
Oh, Alaska?
Alaska.
Alaska.
Right. And actually, so what about the whales, man? That's the whales they've been there.
It's a very hard job.
Oh, Lelina.
And he asked him, why you need whales? No, I just mean the tooth.
Viva.
Do you know what he said?
No.
Whale tooth is very important for the Alaska people. You know something about it? Well, what I heard it from one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it, the whale tooth, and make some, go in there and hang it in the wall. What I believe, they bring some blessings to them.
Yeah.
So really, same with me. Same with me, indeed. Aurora. We call it Vengaravi Vakaturanga. Vengaravi Vakaturanga. Or Vengaravi Vakamomo means the highest ceremony in the village.
Yeah.
For welcoming a chief who is coming now, or you invite some chief who your guest with something people do. Or we prepare the highest ceremony for them.
Hmm.
Yeah, everything.
Hmm.
I'm dying.
Mm.
My mother came from the other side of the island. Their brother or their relative from there, they come and buried me in here. That's our way in Fiji.
So you're...
Your mother's family. He can come and bury you. Why? Hmm. Here.
Hindi
na ko tinay din ang mga alam mo. Hindi na ko tinay. Okay. Hindi na ko tinay. Hindi na ko tinay. Hindi na ko tinay. Okay. Ito ba hinga lewa? Bye, Ben. Alan Chan, you here. Alan Chu.
Ini lom kerana mana ini?
Okay, mana Pak?
November.
Okay. Ini mama, ini. Ini kerana apa? Kamu. Kerana
apa?
Ini
halam. Ini.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Is there a school on this island?
Okay.
A school?
School?
Yeah. Or do they go to...
Nabora.
Why? Oh, Nabora. Oh, okay. The children would stay on Nabora?
Yeah. Stay in the Nabora. Okay. Okay, breadfruit here, cassava here.
Okay.
Okay, let us pray.
Okay.
Firang ini pakai rumah tangan esok suni. Rumah tangan ini lima risa mungkin nanti suni rambul. Amen.
Amen.
Naka.
Amen.
Ya, nak kira. Naka. Okey ni. Hari
hari. How many people live on Quarta?
We live here.
On the island.
You mean in this island?
Yeah.
Just my family.
Oh, just well, only you?
Oh.
Oh.
People there are working at the resort.
Oh, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just you.
Oh, there. I'm trying to make a question.
Sorry.
Are you a married guy or no?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Naka?
I'm getting old.
Yeah. This is my grandchildren. We have five children in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Three daughters and two sons. They are all married.
Mm-hmm.
They have the children. We have 26 grandchildren.
Wow.
And 14 great grandchildren.
Wow, very good.
He is one of them, huh?
You know, it's funny. For my family, I'm the last, the only male left. In my family, if I don't get married and have children, that's it. It's all over.
Have any other brothers?
No.
You just... Huh?
My father's brother has two daughters.
Oh.
That's all.
Mom and Dad?
I'm the last of my family.
Okay.
There's a cat that looks a lot like that in the borough. It looks just like that. Kai Petamo, this cat? Looks just like that.
Always tasting great every time.
Mama,
come on, darling. Come on,
mama.
Yeah. What is Fijian for salt? Masi? Masi?
Masima.
Masima. Are you carrying?
Masima.
Masima.
No. Yes. Yeah, we're going to go. Just turn around this way. Let's come around this way. Kini nang kasima. Le vamos a buscar eso. Y Y no le interesa uno que yo pues. Okay, this is why we clean our hands, okay? We've been married since we are 20 years, right? Hmm. Young couple.
Long time.
Everyone, some of my gang, they're asking me. I was ahead of the boys in the village, and I have a band in my time. I'm playing mandolin, a group, you know. I invite around live and, you know, dancing and playing guitar. As soon as I got money, I left everything behind. Hang up my guitar, my ukulele, and my mandolin. And everyone asks me, hey, why are you quit? What are you doing me to continue? I have my wife here. Finish? No more. Hmm. Oh man, this is not so good. Now carry on. You want to play? Carry on.
Napa.
Napa.
Alright. Napa, papa, na.
Just try to pronounce this word. Ginandu. Pronounce it Ginandu. Ginandu. Ginandu.
Ginandu.
Right.
What is that?
That's my language in Maro Island.
Oh, Ginandu.
Vina, Vina.
Ginandu.
Or Ginandu Riki.
Ginandu Riki.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Ginandu Riki.
Oh. Okay,
so, Junior supposed to teach you some dialect. You would be staying around here, huh?
Yeah.
Inandu, inandu namangiti, inandu namangiti. Okay, okay, mo. Hello, Chumangoko. Okay. What's
that?
Cuma aku dah lama dah ni, baru ini kerja mana?
Tertera putu bala.
Oh.
Tertera
bala. Kenapa dia bunyi nak? Nak. Bukan awal, awal, awal.
Awal salam.
Nak.
Awal, awal, awal. Nak. Ini semua.
Kamu ni dulu, kamu ni susu. Vamos a ver. Saya nak jaga rara mak. Saya nak pulak. Siapa sahaja.
Iya.
Iya. Kena utama nak
buat. Kena
tu ni. Jaga nak beli macam ni. Kena lakukan lagi. Mak, lakukan sahaja nak mana. Saya beli. Kau
beli mana?
Kau beli mana? Kau beli mana?
Ya,
And don't running wrong, right? You have to find someone to be close inside, you know? Don't run free. Time has been around and all that. You have to see what I'm doing in front. So try to find someone to be you get what I'm talking about?
No. No, what is it?
Say
again? Find someone to be in your side.
No.
Not traveling on the island like that. I've been talking to a Germany guy here. He's in close to 40 years. We stay in the cave in the island, in the quarter. And if people are in you to tell me where you people come from. And man from Germany was here. You're right, I'm listening there. He ever grew up. He didn't come. All right, I'm from New Zealand, from Australia, from India. So I'm still if guy was in Germany. So what's traveling with someone? We are traveling with someone. And you go?
And now I'm with him.
Hey, how are you? Are you already have a baby? No, I don't have a baby. That's why you don't see a married baby. No. Talking to them and see them, that's it. Why are you wasting your time on it? Is it any good to give you that? For coming around this way? Do you know when you went back to Germany? Somebody was reading in your room. Been looking straight at me. He didn't say anything, he just listened to what I'm saying. Nobody was reading there. Except you went direct to your mother. You went direct to your room. Nobody was there, just your room. Am I right?
Yeah.
But please. You're close to 40, are you supposed to have someone? Oh man. So the other day when he saw me, I was doing my camping around it. When I went back to that Vietnam, right? But he saw me and come direct on the job. I've been thinking what he told me last night. So, is it any good?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. I thank you very much indeed. So I promise. We'll be seeing you again in here with my wife. I'm here. I can. After 4 years, I was a bit surprised when I saw him in the time and there I was.
Oh.
And that's all I have here.
Very good.
It's like a dream, you know. Yeah. And they told me, you know, when he's my girlfriend. I left her when I come. As soon as I'm going back, I like him. Please, come, let's get married. We'll waste some time. But he asked me, why are you so hurried? Now, some others been talking to me when I was in the hospital. Yeah. I got all everything in my mind, what he said. Until we have a baby, after 4 years or two, become rather sick. And he thanks me for talking to him straight that night when we were grouped in the cave. And he said, I still have everything in my mind, what he said to you. It is good? Yeah, very good indeed. I thank you very much. Same as you. You've been traveling around. Try to find someone.
Hey,
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 hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, Bila kita orang yang letak meniwai?
Ya, ya. Bila buat jauh.
Ya.
Kau tak?
Ya. Ah, kamu juga!
Eh, bina balik.
That's fundraising in the bowl. See that you and was take the lead for the lunchtime, not the marriage.
Dinner.
Last night.
Bread.
Seems like people usually keep the house posts, the old posts.
You did.
I've seen a lot of people do that. That's from your the old house? A post?
A post?
Yeah. From the old house?
Yeah. It is the strongest wood in Fiji. We call it the Vesi.
Vesi?
Vesi.
Vesi.
Mm.
Is it iron wood?
Yeah, very hard wood.
Is it? There's one kind of wood called ironwood.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very hard. It doesn't float. It sinks.
Humidity.
Is that this?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Oh. You don't play the guitar or the ukulele anymore? Not at all?
I finished.
You
finished? Well, I have my guitar here.
Yeah.
Come in and I cover it, you remember that? No?
You start to play.
All my grandchildren come and say, please get back, carry on, carry on.
Everyone in Fiji seems to be able to sing really well. They have really, really good voices. I like to go to church just to hear the singing. I don't understand much of it, much of the rest of it, but I really love the singing.
The people in this group of Pacific Island, everywhere you go you can hear the singing. Tonga, Samoa, Vanuatu, Samoa, Papua New Guinea, they have their own Samoa.
Most people that live on islands, seem to like the same for some reason. I don't know why. Even when they're just walking along, they like the same. It's nice.
You get out of where that means.
tupa.
How long does it take to make one of these maps? I see all the library.
Some can take 4 to 3 days.
Oh, that's all.
And we continue on night 2, then we 3. Yeah.
What are the dark?
Yeah.
How are the dark squares?
The same thing, but yeah. You have a dial.
Oh, what kind of dial?
You bury it in the mud. You have mud.
Oh.
You bury it there. After 4 days or 4 nights,
it stays.
You know, huh. And we cook it. We serve with some kind of dish. Bury it. Some of the leaves, special leaves for change the car. And you cook it one night,
yeah.
The other morning, and you check it up. Okay.
What are the leaves called?
You know the name?
The kiwi?
Yeah.
I know the kiwi.
Yeah, the kiwi there.
But kiwi.
Yeah, I know that one. That makes it black?
Mm-hmm. Huh? And black tola.
The other one you call it the tola. A red one bowl or something?
And the kiwi is good for coal.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. Very useful.
Yeah. And what plant are these made from? Which plant? What tree are these?
The kiwi?
No, the mat.
The one we planted there on the back of this restroom.
What is it called?
We call it the boy, the. Pardon, what you call it?
No.
No, boy.
Pardon.
Pardon.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Here.
Yeah.
La Pardon.
Green.
You
see? Oh. No, boy.
So it's the tree with the big seeds.
That one?
The big seeds. Okay. This one here.
Hey, long way what? Long way what? What?
Put in the sun.
And